Wrapping up our conversation with the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, I'm Danielle Droutsman with your Farm News Update. I had the chance to visit with Wayne Cockrell, who is the Cattle Health and Wellbeing Chairman for the TSCRA, and you've been hearing comments from him for the past couple days, and this is the wrap-up of that interview over screwworm.
I guess kind of last question, just kind of broad, doesn't have to be about the whole screwworm issue, but anything else your organization has kind of been focused on this year and hopes to continue to watch as we flip the calendar to 2026?
Obviously want to continue to educate our consumer that this is a food security issue, not a food safety issue. And there's no issue with the food safety because we want consumer confidence. We are concerned about beef prices, and we certainly want our consumers to continue to buy our product and hope that our access to the Asian markets and other markets are open. And I think that's probably going to be one of the issues that we face as an industry this year is going to be trade, imports, exports, and how all those things play out. It will be, you know, a challenge for our industry for sure.
All right. I guess anything to wrap up on?
To say this, we certainly appreciate the support of all the other states, and the funding and the support would not have happened had we not had support also from all the other cattle and livestock organizations from the other states that realize, you know what, this has a long-term effect. It would have been real easy to say, well, that's Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California's problem. That's not ours. But seeing the big picture that we have to have a facility, the pressure that your state organizations and national organizations that have helped apply to your congressmen and senators has certainly helped with the funding of a fly facility. And so we certainly appreciate that. Yes, all the state organizations have come together, but it has really been more than that. It's been a testament to our industry as a whole nationwide, how we've recognized the threat. We all come together and work for the common good of our industry, which is to get this new world screwworm under control and eradicated.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.